Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 31, 1806. How many species? Today, Lewis ponders a bearskin brought in by Goodrich and Willard. He has already made up his mind that the grizzly bear is one species, regardless of the color of the hair. Clark writes the journal entry today.
Goodrich and Willard visited the Indian village this morning and returned in the evening. Willard brought with him a dressed skin of a bear, which he had purchased for me. The skin was of a uniform pale reddish-brown color. The Indians inform us that it was not the Ho-Host or white bear, that it was the Yaka. This distinction of the Indians induced us to make further inquiry relative to their opinions of the different species of bear in this country. We produced the several skins of the bear which our hunters had killed at this place, and one very nearly white, which Captain Lewis had purchased. The white, the deep and pale red grizzly, the dark brown, and all those that had extremities of hair of a white or frosty color, without regard to the color of the ground or the soil. They distinguished the Ho-Host, and assured us that they were the same with the white bear, that they associated together, were very vicious, never climbed trees, and had much longer nails than the others. The black skins, those which were black with a number of entire white hairs intermixed, the black with a white breast, the uniform bay brown and the light reddish brown, they distinguished the Yakaw. Said they climbed trees, had short nails, and were not vicious, that they could pursue them and kill them in safety. They also affirmed that they were very much smaller than the white bear. This evening, Joseph and Reuben Fields returned with the three deer they had killed. The Indians brought us another of our original stock of horses. There are only two now absent. We have 60 horses at this time, most of them in excellent order and fine, strong, active horses. Captain William Clark, May 31, 1806.
As regards the bears, Lewis wrote, I am disposed to adopt the Indians' distinction with respect to these bears and consider them two distinct species. Clark agreed. In his edition of the journals, Moulton notes that the Nez Perce term for the grizzly was Ho-Host, while Yaka was the designation for the black bear. The cinnamon bear was at one time considered a separate species. More recently, it has been considered either a color phase or a subspecies of the black bear. To clear it all up, the grizzly is the grizzly regardless of color, and the black bear can also be brown or cinnamon. Although it is not mentioned in the journal today, Clark completed a map of the Snake River and its connections with the Rocky Mountains and the drainage of the Missouri. Clark had worked on this map for 2 days, and it was based on information given him by the Indians. A fragment of this map is at the American Philosophical Society in Philadelphia. Tomorrow, Dangerous Currents.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.